Pro-Israeli lobbies are angry about the memorandum of understanding signed between Iran and Argentina. This came shortly after Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad approved the MOU, which has already been signed into law by Argentina's Congress earlier this year. The Mutual Association of Israeli-Argentine Associations, AMIA, and the Delegation of Israeli-Argentine Associations, DAIA, questioned Ahmadinejad's move that allowed the agreement to be passed without being submitted to parliament.
Sectors that follow the mandates of Washington and of Israel's current leadership are using any kind of excuse to resist the memorandum, saying, for instance, that it was not addressed by Iran's parliament. The important thing is that it has been approved by legitimate authorities both in Argentina and Iran.
But same news about Tehran's support of the bilateral deal were also echoed by pro-Iran social and political leaders attending this week the inauguration of the Ethical Tribunal Against the Occupation and Colonization of Israel in Palestine, held at the Syrian Lebanese Club in Argentina's capital city. For Argentinians who call themselves Palestine's friends, same lobbies responding to the geopolitical interests of Tel Aviv and Western imperialism in Gaza have fueled the demonization of Tehran in the AMIA case, an investigation they affirm that has been stained by corruption and false allegations from the very beginning.
We have a firm position, and that is that Iran had nothing to do with the AMIA attack, simply because there is no evidence that supports such accusations. All of the proofs were destroyed or twisted, showing that the truth was being hidden. There was the decision to involve Iran following the US's axis of evil policy, which is to blame Iran for everything that happens.
Head of the Federation of Argentine-Palestine Entities, FEDERPAL, Tilda Rabi, still remembers indeed how she used to rally to demand justice for the 85 Argentine victims who lost their lives when a car bomb exploded at the AMIA Jewish Community Center in Buenos Aires 19 years ago. She also recalls how the AMIA tragedy was turned into an anti-Iran campaign by local Zionist groups.
By the time of such atrocious explosion that led to the murder of Argentinians, no matter what their religions were, our federation publicly supported justice demands. Israel has no will to investigate. It keeps on playing the victim, because that is what Zionism has historically done.
Meanwhile, Argentina's foreign ministry issued a statement to explain that Buenos Aires-Tehran accord will be officially enforced once they receive a formal notification from the Iranian government. The memorandum of understanding reached between Argentina and Iran has prompted criticism by pro-Israel lobbies, but also high expectations among social and political leaders who consider the agreement the first real step towards finding the truth about the 1994 AMIA bombing. Constanza Heller, Press TV, Buenos Aires.